to the one who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you unblemished and exultant in the presence of his glory. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Have you seen this church? You seen this place? This is incredibly beautiful. I mean, who did all these beautiful beautiful pews that are here? I mean, that's amazing. That's amazing. These are just fine quality here, and everything in here is so beautifully taken care of. Even the statues here. I mean, look at that beautiful statue of Saint Joseph, sister. Isn't that amazing? Saint Joseph with the little child Jesus. Oh, it's so many beautiful things that you have here. And what a lot of people talk about is out in the middle of nowhere, which is Borica. Beautiful here. Yeah, it shows the beauty not just of this place, which is very beautiful, but the beauty of the faith of you who are here, who faithfully come out and keep the faith alive and well in this place. It's just a great testament. I really love how you have here also an image of San Martin de Porres as well, because, you know, I was born on his feast day. I was born on his feast day, November 3rd, so I'm very close to San Martin de Porres. You know, he was the same one, San Martin de Porres de Lima. Yeah, that's where he's from, which is the same place where Rose of Lima is. They lived at the same time, but in truth, they never met each other, even though they were baptized by the same bishop. Pretty cool things. What I think is an amazing bit of this is what we have our readings is from a book of the Bible that is so small. It's all one chapter. In fact, we don't divide it into chapters because it's one. We divide it into verses. I think there's only 20-something verses in the whole of this letter written by St. Jude. An awesome saint. And what we have here is where he talks about stumbling. I'm really good at stumbling. Like if there was an award that we handed out for stumbling, I'd probably get it. Deacon can testify to this too. How many times going down the steps that are going up to our church there in Santa Rosa, you were there when I fell down there and chipped my elbow right in the middle of nowhere. Nothing was going on. I just fell right down, and luckily I saved all the eggs though, right? None of them broke that I was carrying in my hands. Broke, messed up my elbow, but I saved the eggs. So that was a great blessing. We got to preserve food in that sort of way. Even just day before yesterday, look what I got right there on my wrist right there. Man, but I stumbled playing volleyball with everybody who was out there at Park Lake. And so I fall all the time, get all sorts of bruises all over my place, cuts. That's what boys do, right? We get into scrapes, we get into troubles. But our Lord says he is the only one who can keep us from stumbling. That's what St. Jude wants to bring to our attention here in this reading. He says right here, I'll read it again. To the one who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you unblemished and exultant in the presence of his glory, to the only God. How easy is it us to stumble? I'm probably not the only one who struggles with stumbling. Okay, we stumble in lots of ways. That's talking about particularly our sins, the things that we stumble into, but also in the ways in which we stumble and say the wrong things. You know, there's great scandals within the world right now in our nation of people saying the wrong things at the wrong time, putting their foot in their mouth and causing all sorts of trouble, right? We see that all the time in our political sphere, but also within our friendships. We stumble. We say the wrong thing, and it ends up bringing hurt because we don't check what it is that we speak. St. James was a saint that I talk about all the time, trying to share things with us and try to encourage everybody that we meet, read the book of James. It's 5 chapters. It's a lot longer than St. Jude, but it's powerful. It like boils down the whole of the gospel into 5 chapters. You could read that easily over the course of a couple of commercial breaks. Easily. And it'll change your life far more than whatever it is that they're advertising there. Put it on mute. You click it for your TiVo, and you can just skip all of that. Read the book of James and continue your program, and you won't miss anything whatsoever. Read the book of James, and that's what he talks about. He talks about being able to control our mouth from stumbling. How many hurts have happened within our families, within our friends, within our community, because somebody says the wrong thing? Maybe it's not even something that they mean, How quick it is that that word comes out of our mouth, and how long is the damage which it commits. You know, we can never take anything back that leaves our mouths. What we can do is we can ask our Lord to day by day give us the grace to not stumble with our speech. Because he's the only one who can keep us from stumbling. In the gospel, what our Lord is speaking to us about is really he's giving us a demonstration of the Pharisees, of the scribes, of those who are trying to attack him. They say something which is really striking. They say what? They say, by whose authority do you do these things? What's your authority, Jesus? Yeah, maybe you're doing all these crazy things that are there, and maybe you're showing us up in some way, but who gave you the authority to do so? How would you like to be them? Challenging the authority of Jesus? How well does that work? How successful are you when you do that? So what's he going to do right here? He's going to turn it around, isn't he? He's going to get him when they try to get him there and challenge him by his authority. When he says, okay, you're challenging me on my authority. Well, what's your authority? What's the authority by which this man who everybody respects, St. John the Baptist, was able to speak? And what do? They say, if we talk against John the Baptist, these people are going to kick us out. If we say this about him, then we ourselves are going to look really bad, right? So what do? So they won't give him an answer, will they? And in fact, that's the way out of the problem. Shut your mouth, right? You want to stay out of trouble? Shut your mouth. You want to keep from doing harm? Shut your mouth. If you want to keep from hurting people, shut your mouth. That's the thing. But it's so hard to do, isn't it? Because we see something that's there and we so quickly let our mouths fly. We see that something's going on and it really ticks us off. It really makes us boil in some sort of way. So what do we have to do? We have to fire off a quick email, or we have to get on there on the Twitter machine, or we have to put this thing on Facebook because it just burns us so much. And what happens? Trouble. End up saying something that you really shouldn't have said and try to blame it on somebody else. Like what happened with Roseanne this week. Like that same thing which happened with that Samantha Bee this week, right? You can never take anything back. You can never take anything back. And so what our Lord is calling us to do, if we're going to be a community here in Borica, if we're going to be a community here in Puerto de Luna, if we're going to be a community here in the parish of Santa Rosa de Lima, or wherever it is that we come from, the one thing that we need to do is ask our Lord for the grace to keep us from stumbling. Which often means for the grace to keep our mouths shut. I need to do that. Deacon probably needs to do that. Maybe even Fabian occasionally needs to do that. Each of us does. Each of us need to ask for that grace to keep our mouths shut. Because what we realize is when we wait, we let that thing pass for just a moment, our nerves go down, that boiling within our breast calms, and we see, well, maybe I shouldn't say that anyway, right? All it takes is a brief moment for us to shut the mouth, where if we were to open it, it will take us an entire lifetime to live down. Poor Roseanne, she's never going to live that thing down, right? Poor Samantha Bee, she's never going to live that thing down. And we can think of countless times in our lives, the lives of our community, where people, if they would have just taken that little bit of advice, our community would be a lot closer, right? There'd be a lot less harm, a lot less evil. And so I think that's what our Lord wants to speak to us today. In the midst of a celebration that should be joyful, what are the things that we should share? Well, if it's going to be something that's going to build somebody up, don't hold that back. If you see somebody who did a good job when they put something together, give them an attaboy, slap them on the back. If you see that there's somebody who did something that was really successful, high five them. Don't hold those sorts of things back. You don't need to wait on those things if it's jubilant, if it's joyful, if it brings life to somebody. No, you say that right away, because what happens is you might forget about it. We find it easy to tear somebody down. That comes so naturally to us. Well, instead of just trying to not do the vice, actually try to do something which is virtuous. Which is when we see something that was great, like Angel who just had a beautiful child, right away, send off that text message, send that thing to the world and say, what a beautiful baby this is, and show it off to everybody, right? When you see that somebody, like Miss Garnand, who just graduated there, got that great award for being such a great athlete, high five her, tell everybody about it. Remember when Dominica was elected out of all those in BPA out of the United States of America, was elected as president from little tiny Santa Rosa. What do? We share that and broadcast it boldly around the world because she who represents us did something amazing. And so we take that and lift her up as well. And by doing so, we lift everybody in the community up at the same way. Really, that's what our gathering together should be about. To see those good things in those people who are next to us. To see those amazing things that are happening in the lives of our friends. To praise here like I'm going to do. None of you know this. And they're going to be really embarrassed. So I'm going to say it in English so they don't understand it completely what's going on right now. But like Abdon and Maria. The two of them were just recognized by Archbishop John Charles Wester. This week. Archbishop John Charles Wester, the bishop, the one who represents Jesus Christ in the Diocese of Santa Fe, said, Maria and Abdon, you're awesome. And gave them an award, which is given only once in a lifetime. They're going to be recognized in St. Francis Basilica on October the 4th, the Feast of St. Francis, for all the amazing things that they've done in response to God's work in their lives. So we should pat them on the back. We should thank them. We should praise them in this sort of way. We should broadcast that. We should get them to be interviewed on the radio station or whatever it is that is going on, because that's a good thing that we need to share with one another, right? That's really good news. And that's something that builds up those bonds. And it's not just a thing that praises them, but actually everybody who's accepted them. Everybody who's brought them closer. Everybody who's shown love to them and helped them to accomplish the things in their lives, that's what we need more of in our community. That's what we need more of in Santa Rosa. That's what is going to keep this place here in Borica beautiful, not just today, but for years and years to come. And so what do we got to do? Got to follow the advice of St. Jude, which says what? To God, who is the only God. To He, the one who is able to keep us from stumbling, especially with our speech. To present us unblemished and exultant, joyful, in the very presence of God's own glory. That means we need to turn to Him. And today, that's what we're going to be offering the Mass for. Yes, we're going to pray for our brother Leonel Muniz. Yes, we're going to pray for our brother Darren McNair. But we're also going to pray that our community can be more united in the only way it can be, the only one who can keep us from stumbling, which is Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.